think that's fair to say. I mean, Gordon Greer and Danny Guthrie had both been first picks, you know, for a period of time, and actually did very well in the team. For me, it's actually a nice problem to have, because we want to have bolster that squad. We want to have real choice available to us in respect of just having, well, I've only got 11 fit that's going to play those places. So you want that competition, and the boys will certainly provide that. But you're right, to the other point, is the other lads that have stepped in have did very well. I mean, Jason Lowe has been terrific in the middle of the park, along with Corey Evans. So, I mean, that's certainly been a strong point for us in the last couple of weeks. Again, so we do have a number of things that we can tweak here and there, but it'd have been great to have been able to go, OK, same team again. We're not afforded that luxury because of Ben Marshall's suspension. That being said, there's been a lot of other nice things in terms of the shape of the team and the players we have. Obviously, Marvin Emnes is now fit and available. You've seen when he came on last Saturday at Newcastle, could have had two goals. And so that augurs really well, because, you know, these are first-choice players. So it's just nice to have that quality of player available that we can, you know, look, if we need to freshen things up, we have that available to us.
I know you've been delighted with the way things have gone in the last two games and the results that have come with it. To get three wins in a row in this division really can take your places, can't it? You're at a point now when you win two, you think, which way are we going to go from here?
The important thing with the last couple of games is that, you know, you've had wins from your performances. Now, we've had performances like that and drawn a game or came off the wrong side of a bad decision, which happened to us twice with Sheffield Wednesday and Wolves in particular. And you're right, I mean, our last 11 games is... it's 17 points, which actually is playoff form. That would give you 71, 72 points over the course of a season. That's what we have to continue doing, picking up those points, you know, as I said before, keep giving those level of performances. And again, we've not ever really, I think, this season been blessed by a full squad available to us. So we've probably did it through some trying circumstances. But again, we love the game. We're at a fantastic club full of history, tradition. We want to put a team on the park that's representative of everything about Blackburn Rovers in the town. So we've got to keep moving forward in that. But to your point, of course, building that momentum, building game after game, and that's what we have to do. We have to, as I say, keep looking to move forward, keep going and getting the points, and keep driving ourselves to win those tough games. As it is again, I mean, Huddersfield have led the league for many, many months. Not by accident, by merit, because they were the top team. They've been a little bit in and out lately, but still picked up points, winning games. And even the other night, if truth be told, I mean, they should have beaten Wigan. You know, they should have two penalties in the second half. So this is a dangerous team. Quick on the counter-attack, good players. I mean, Naki Wells, Kachungas. I mean, these boys are quick. Palmer and loan, you know, from Chelsea. Aaron Moy, I know well. Fantastic talent. Went to back to Australia. Manchester City signed him because he was the best player in Australia. And on loan to Huddersfield. So they've got some very talented players. They have good technical team. I actually think this is a game that will suit us because they like to pass and move as we do. So I think it'll be a real good footballing game. We have to make sure we come out on the right side of it.
It's debatable if it's a good time or not to play them, isn't it? They're going through a tougher time than they've been in, but they'll be desperate after losing to Wigan to get back to winning ways.
Well, the disappointing thing for them will be is losing the game the other night, because if you actually looked at the game, they didn't deserve to lose the game. They were the better team, albeit that Wigan scored on the counter-attack. But Huddersfield were the better side and they've come on the wrong side of the result. So we know they'll be fired up. I think in the Championship, I don't know if it's a good or bad time to play anybody because it's just such a tough league. It's incessant, it's non-stop, and you have to be ready for every challenge. And that's what we've got to do. What's happened the last couple of weeks is great, but it's behind us. It's looking on Saturday. We're back at home, we've been doing well, and we want to continue to keep doing well at Ewood, and that means go and try and get your 3 points.
Is it the old analogy, you don't get too high when you win games, you don't get too low when you lose them?
Well, the great thing is, I mean, you're here with me 2 and 3 times a week, so you always see how we are. And, you know, it's nice to win games, of course it is, but you're right, we always try and remain balanced. Even when we've played well and come off and we've felt aggrieved not to get the points, we still know we did a lot of good things. So it's retaining that balance, understanding what it takes to win games, and making sure that we're ready to go for it.